This is Barbara Schickler, June 6th, 1989. I'm with Yvonne Jacquette in her studio at 28 West 38th Street in New York City. This is side one of the first tape. Hello, I'm with Yvonne Jacquette. This is Barbara Schickler, side one. Tape one of the first interview. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Barbara. I think this is legible.
I think so. Shall we listen to it?
Yeah.
Here we are. Let's start with your birth, which is, as they say, a good place to begin.
December 15th, 1934, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Your parents, before we start with your parents, just tell me if you had brothers and sisters.
There are four girls altogether, including me, and three brothers. And I'm number two.
Ah, how was that?
Good Catholic family.
No, I didn't mean why, but that's also interesting.
How was it?
It
had a big role. It was chaotic in some ways, and I sort of sometimes wished there weren't so many kids. Some of it was very enjoyable. They were all very close, so there was a lot of babysitting for me to do when I was young. But the way that it became very important, I think, for my aerial work is that some of the time I noticed that when I would get annoyed at the kind of chaos and noise in the house, I had this little trick of imagining myself floating in the air above the house, looking down into the house like a dollhouse, and seeing all the other brothers and sisters running around doing their silly things. And because I was above it, I could laugh at it, and I got a little relief from the, you know, the overload of excitement or pain or whatever. And later I realized that it had a lot to do with imagining having a double idea of space, like walking around on the ground thinking of walking forward, and then having this idea of imagining people in a lot of different situations from this other view.
It's quite extraordinary.
It's a way to sort of understand it. I get a little more space around it, I think, a little peace.
Did you begin to consciously do that, deliberately evoke that kind of distance?
Not very often, but I got to the aerial view, I recognized what that reminded me of. The other thing was that we lived on a very high hill first we lived in Pittsburgh, but then we moved to Stamford, Connecticut, and we lived on a very high hill in the middle of the hill, so there was a lot of views looking down, and our house was very narrow and high, so I recall this feeling, these spatial levels. I could look up some time, and I could look down other times, and I kept being aware of having these kind of oblique points of view as a lot of fun, you know, before I ever started drawing it.
How old were you when you moved to Stamford?
Seven.
Seven. I think it's really astonishing. It's so rare that I hear someone really relate experience of the early years to their development as an artist. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating that you can. You really can. It's a perfectly natural progression to today.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. What kind of parents did you have, other than good Catholics?
Very warm mother, quite nonverbal, but interested in art to some extent, to the extent that maybe a suburban lady in, you know, 1945 would be, not highly educated. And my father was mathematical and very interested in finances. He was an accountant and then a management consultant. So he had this very strict, often rigid, idea about the proper thing to do,